What is happening?
It's too late. I'm not going back.
I don't.
To the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Jared.
I'm Travis. And I can't do that voice. And we watch music videos. I forgot. You just totally threw me off.
I'm Jared.
I'm Travis. And we're not experts in music or videos. That's what I was looking for. Holy geez, why did you sound like the little alphabet toy?
Well, so I half went robot. Is it video podcast? But I also went stop motion like the video.
Oh, fair. Yeah, all I was seeing or hearing was that little toy alphabet robot thing.
A, B, C, D, E, F, F, G.
So good.
All right, well, that's our first big mess up, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Great. I don't think we've ever messed up an intro quite that bad.
But if we have, they wouldn't know because we got them.
Nicely done. All right. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Middle of the day, Tuesday, just knocking out the longest season we've ever done.
Election day, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Yep.
Good times. I hope you went and voted.
For the first time ever.
This is your first time voting?
This is the first time I ever voted.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job.
And it's done, and I don't give a shit. Okay. Yeah. So,
fair.
Let's go. Anything from last month's video for 1985?
No. It's been a couple weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything. No, neither. I don't.
Okay.
It was a good video.
Yeah, we had a really good
time. We had a really good time with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I do not remember covering this, to be honest with you.
Covering 85?
Mm-hmm. Oh. The other night when we were watching music videos, I don't remember covering
it. Oh, I do. Watching it, we had a really good time.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. I remember 3 seconds of every video and nothing else.
Yeah.
And now when I was looking at my phone search history, I didn't recognize a lot that were played, apparently.
I remember this one very specifically. Okay. And the name of this one is?
It's Vermillion by Slipknot.
Vermillion by Slipknot. Yeah, I remember doing this one. Oh, Sense of the Day.
Yep, and so we are going to now put on our fragrances of the day. Mine's Dior Homme Eau, a discontinued Dior, which is fine. It just smells clean, like good laundry-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's fine. Every day, easy.
Yeah, easy, easy. All right, I've got Chanel Egoist.
Yep, Egoist.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, I thought I butchered it.
And it is a manly scent from the
80s. Oh, nice.
I like that stuff a lot.
Oh. Yeah, that's good. That's different.
It kind of has like a honeycomb smell.
Yeah, fair. Like honeysuckle and yeah.
It's good. I like that one a lot.
Spicy honeysuckle.
Manly honeysuckle.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. We're covering Slipknot. Vermillion.
Yes. And do you have anything tied to this song? Any relation to it?
None. No. Actually, this was the first time I had ever seen it with you.
Okay.
And I didn't really listen to a whole lot of Slipknot growing up, so...
Me either.
Very unfamiliar with it.
Okay, Kristen introduced me to Slipknot as well, and I had only heard this in the past, probably, or seen this video, I guess, in the past year.
Okay.
But only once or twice before deciding to cover it here.
Mm-hmm, and we appreciate that so much.
All right, so let's see. October 5th, 2004. That's the only release I could find. I don't know if that was the song or the video or both, but... If it are 2004 time frame.
Okay.
Directed by Tony Petrician? I don't know.
Okay.
He works with a lot of commercials. Didn't really do many videos past like 2000, like mid-2000s. But he did work with 3 Days Grace, Slayer, and Rise Against, Seether. So a lot of like songs like this.
Yeah. So, and there is a Vermillion 2.
Part one.
Did he direct that one as well?
No, he did not.
No, okay.
He only did part one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So either he got fired or they just already had another plan.
Yeah. Okay.
That was it for that. Okay. So I guess we're ready
for the walkthrough.
Yeah, anything you want to add right at the top of this, or you just want to get going?
No, nothing I want to add.
Yeah, all right.
Let's save it.
Okay. So I guess first thing to mention is this video is stop motion, but it is humans in stop motion format. And it starts with a girl in a dress, waking up in a bed, the time going by very quickly. She wakes up, goes into the street, and seems to be in much slower motion than everything around her. Everything's mm-hmm. whizzing by her and going past her, and she's not interacting with anything except for trying to chase a butterfly or just looking around. So then she goes to the beach, where she sees a footprint that gets washed away, and then she goes to her lab, or it could also be her room, I don't know, wherever she lives, and watches bugs in a jar, something like a butterfly,
mm-hmm.
caterpillar. And then keeps going, meets the band in an alleyway where they dance with her after putting on masks that are different from a mask that she puts on. And then she goes to a bridge and a train station and then collapses in what appears to be despair or agony until she sees a butterfly and it makes her happy again.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I think the insect is going from caterpillar to cocoon to butterfly when she releases it. Mm-hmm. And then she ends up chasing that butterfly throughout the city.
Okay.
And yes, the mask thing. So, of course, Slipknot...
known for their masks.
...is wearing their masks mm-hmm. until she puts on a mask. And then they put on different masks that resemble more of human features.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's weird.
It's strange, right? Strange video.
It's a strange video.
It's not super... It seems to follow a logical plot.
I think so, too.
It's not outlandish, and it's not as weird as some of the stuff we've seen. Like, yeah. It's not uncomfortable to watch, really. It's strange, but it's not uncomfortable.
Okay. It's not as uncomfortable as some of their videos, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I don't know. I don't, off the top of my head, don't know like what I've enjoyed less watching. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't have any thread to follow there. I'm just pointing it out. It's just a strange thing. Stop motion is just weird to watch in general. How about that?
Yes. Any stop agreed. Motion. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just seeing it with human makes it a little bit different, creepy-ish, as opposed to claymation or mm-hmm. something like that. This definitely takes it to a different level.
Yeah. There was something I wanted to hit early. Okay. So, of all of our videos, and you can tell me if this is the time or not, I feel like this is the least 2004.
Agreed.
It doesn't fit then. For mm-hmm. all the other ones we watch, you can get it.
I could believe this was made yesterday.
Yeah.
I could absolutely believe they made this yesterday.
Or 90s.
Yeah. Sure.
It fits a lot. It's more timeless than most of the 2004 stylized.
I 100% agree.
So that may count for or against it. We don't know. And the another big thing that I feel like you were going to get me on is our classic. Is this a music video?
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
I did. I wrote it down. Do we want to get that now or later?
Let's go ahead and get into it. Okay. Why not?
So, of our hallmarks of, do we see the band sing? No. Nope. Does she sing the lyrics? No.
No.
Is there any indication that music is being played? No.
No.
Dancing? No.
Very slight.
I mean, you can make an argument
that there is some dancing in it.
The band dances with her?
Yes.
Okay. But I would still say, I think that my argument for it is if you mute it and watch this, you're like, this looks like a music video.
Okay.
But according to all of our other things, no.
No. I agree and disagree.
Okay.
Right? I agree. I think this is a music video. It mm-hmm. doesn't fit everything. I justify it by saying that there's dancing in it.
Okay. Dancing.
Which doesn't count.
Right. Because we're gonna cover, and we've watched that Christopher Walken Fatboy Slim video.
Uh-huh.
It's a music video. It's just him dancing. Video.
It is. Yeah. So... No, I don't think it is, but it definitely is.
Yeah.
Right?
It looks like a music. Yeah. What else? It could be a short film, but it's not.
No. because short films are usually, 30 minutes.
Oh, they can be anything.
They could be 1 minute things, but it just, if you had to watch 30 minutes of this, your eyes would start to hurt.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, also, let's start with this is a 4.2. 4.5 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like it. It's a long video. Yeah,
it is long.
And if you watch 30 minutes of this, it better have a more identifiable
storyline. Yeah. Agreed.
Okay, let's go. We're on the same path, I think, toward the end of this.
What else do are we getting straight into theories here?
Yeah, we might as well. Unless, I mean, slow walkthrough, I guess, if we want.
I touched on the points that I wanted to hit.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few points where she tries to interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the people are oblivious to her existence? Or are they just...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What?
So I think that the people in this video are not extras. They're not paid extras. I think they're in public shooting this.
Okay.
And so any interaction with people aside from the band is not planned. Because there's that one guy that's in the jacket, the yellow jacket, that's sitting there for a long time. I think he tried to interact, and eventually, I think they have to tell them, hey, she's doing this, it's a video, and he was just wanting to be a part of it, eventually gave up.
Okay.
People do try to interact with her, and then they quickly go away, but I think it's outside of the video. I don't think it's meant to be a part of the video.
Okay. Fair enough. So, in the video, mm-hmm. she is, or they're oblivious to her.
Yeah. She's on some other plane or in another dimension or she's a ghost, whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a couple scenes where she reaches out to somebody, but they just walk away. So, mm-hmm. and they don't react to her.
Right.
So, my assumption is they don't see her. They don't know she's there.
Okay.
She's I don't know what she
whatever
is.
Whatever she is, yeah. My one sentence summation, just to knock it out, is don't fight the Ambien.
That's good. That's pretty good. My one sentence summation, I guess I can go ahead and knock it out. It's going to give away to some of my theories. But this is a Rob Zombie Disney movie.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah, Living Dead Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. We can get there. We're going to get there. A slow walkthrough of this, the way I just, my quick walkthrough is the same. Like, there's not any, let me slow down.
Okay.
There probably are things they want us to see, but I didn't feel like I was missing anything by like watching it straight through a bunch. You know what I mean? Like they're pretty big on their deliveries of what you're supposed to see.
They intentionally highlight what they want you to notice.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on that's mysterious.
No, there's so much background noise. But none of it's highlighted, like the jar with the insect in it, or the butterfly, or, you know, her reactions to certain things, or the footprint. You know, they highlight what they want you to
focus on. A good way to put it.
Yeah.
Is, you're watching what you're supposed to, and they don't give you time to look at other stuff.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let me get into... I'll go ahead and get into one of my... Let's talk about the theory that is supposed to be there, or what I assume is supposed to be there.
Okay.
And that is that she is a ghost.
Okay.
Now, theory-wise, why is she a ghost? Those are the kind of questions that I had to answer
mm-hmm.
and try to tie it to the song.
Yeah, and why does this group of guys see her?
Correct, yeah. So, I think she's... a murder victim.
Mm-hmm.
I think the singer, the voice that you hear in the song, mm-hmm. is her killer.
Okay.
Singing to her, knowing what she's going through, but can't actually interact with her.
So he's kind of like Telltale Harding himself.
Exactly.
Okay. I see that.
So she is running around. You see time flying by because she is eternally stuck in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why she looks slow and everything
else. A discontent spirit because she was murdered.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A couple other things to tie into that. I think the band with the masks on are maybe demons.
Okay.
But they're demons that feel sorry for her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and there's no... they could just be entities. I mean, demons does imply something bad, but they don't seem to do anything bad to her. They just look grim.
No, and they feel bad for her. They actually dance with her. They put on masks that are not as scary
mm-hmm.
as what they originally are wearing. But granted, in order for them to do that, they have to put a scary mask on her.
Well, okay. So maybe then, as an apparition of some sort... she puts on the mask as... because you have to tie in the larva and the butterfly, right?
Correct.
So maybe that is something you eventually turn into as a ghost. And so she's putting on the mask to try to rush to it, and they see, and they're like, "Oh, you're not there yet. Like, we'll come, we'll meet you in the middle, and we'll put on these for you, and you can, you'll get there, but you're not." And then they leave her again.
Right. Yeah. So they're not evil demons.
No.
Which I don't know if all demons are supposed to be.
I mean, they can just be little mischievous things.
But anyway, there's a certain scene in here that kind of tells you that she's in between worlds or in between spirit realms or whatever you want to call it. But she's in the middle of the train station, and there's a sign above her that says Gateway Central or something like that. Mm-hmm. So she's literally trying to find the gateway to
the next place.
Yeah, the next place.
That's a good catch, yeah.
But I think that's what it's actually supposed to be. Not necessarily that she was murdered. That's just how you tie in the lyrics, is because it sounds like he's singing to a murder victim.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. To one of his victims.
And I don't... I read the lyrics, too, and I got kind of like more like you lost a child.
Okay.
That's kind of what I got out of it. But I don't know.
And it could be a child.
Yeah.
It could be. It could be the...
She looks young.
Yeah.
Well-ish.
Yeah.
Sometimes she does. Not to be mean to the actress. She's fine.
But I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be. That just kind of feels like she is a wandering ghost in a world that is revolving around her, and she can't escape.
She is not experiencing the world as we do.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Oh, the other thing that made me think killer was she's pulling her hair out, which we'll come back to that later. But... almost like maybe he kept a lock of her hair as a trophy or something like that.
Yeah,
and she's continuously pulling her hair out. So there's a lot of stuff that takes you down a darker road here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I don't know.
And watching it, for people who haven't seen this, she is very pale, like pasty white. Mm-hmm. She shows no signs of being murdered.
No. She's got like a human Bride of Chucky vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just kind of goth-ish. She's not even... I think some scenes it's kind of painted white, but a lot of times she's not either.
No.
It's hard to tell. All right. So I have one which I did latch on to her maybe being a girl that is going through puberty.
Ooh, interesting.
And so she is developing slowly, like two, you know, late bloomers. And so she's watching symbolically... people around her moving much faster in their life than she is. And so she's just walking around trying to fit in because she doesn't feel like she's a woman yet, because she's in adult scenarios, not like anything like mature. She's just at a train station, on a bridge. Like, she's not doing anything childish. It's all stuff that an adult would do. She's trying to fit into adult world. And adults to her are scary, so she has to put on the mask to pretend to be an adult.
Okay.
Which, that's what the butterfly represents, right? And she gets really upset that she's not. And at the end, she catches the butterfly, which lets you know that she's about to turn into a woman. Because the whole time she's chasing becoming the woman and she can't. It's just not her time. And then finally gets there and is happy because, okay, it's her time finally.
Okay. That's not bad. Can you tie the lyrics into that?
Only in depression. That's it.
Okay.
But not much. I think if you just latch on to, I can't let this build up inside of me, you can literally blank, insert whatever you want into whatever building up inside of you is.
Yeah.
I feel like there was one other thing I had to say about that, but I've lost it.
That's fine. They do portray her. So she's got like the choker. I noticed the old school.
But it's 2004.
Exactly. That's what high school kids, you know, girls wore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, she could be. I'm trying to help you here.
She could
be coming into her womanhood.
Yeah.
And they've dressed her like this on purpose.
Yeah. But there's nothing really to indicate it past just nothing. I mean, I'm just trying, you know, she's just having an emotional breakdown because she can't have womanliness.
Yeah. Okay, it's fine. I don't think that's what's meant to be there, so you did your job. Well done.
Thanks.
I had another theory, and this kind of ties into my one sentence summation, the Disney horror film. But I got, my initial thought was she's Wendy from Peter Pan.
Okay.
And she is stuck in Neverland where she cannot grow old anymore. Mm. And everything around her is moving so fast, that's how she's able to stay young. She's staying a kid forever.
Yeah.
The band are the Lost Boys.
Okay.
Who have found her and are trying to guide her through how Neverland works. But it's absolutely not what she thought it would be, and it's completely terrifying.
So I think that can work because eventually, I think, if you're in a land where nobody ever ages forever,
mm-hmm.
society would build.
Yeah.
And so this is just the future of, what's that place called? Neverland.
Neverland, yeah.
And she's just in it, and it's just modern society. Okay. Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
It's just full of people who don't die, and they're like, you know what, let's just, I guess, start living regularly.
They're attempting to, but everything is happening so fast. I mean, hours are going by in seconds.
Well, in the grand scheme of time, Wendy was there in the old days. So if she has been there since that, mm-hmm. well, then absolutely. It has been an eternity
right.
of her trying to press forward through it. Because they were just using, like, fire and stuff then, right? I mean, 200 years, 300 years.
Sure. Well, and you take in, like, the butterfly or caterpillar or whatever it is, when it's in the jar, it makes you think of Tinkerbell because it's glowing.
Okay.
That's
good. That's a good theory.
Right? That's kind of what I thought.
And now I have to hit you with the song.
Oh, no.
Anything?
Lyrically?
Yeah.
More in my other Disney theory, but kind of. I mean, again, if you find yourself going to a world that you think is going to be one thing and it's not, you're tying in the depression and things aren't what they're supposed to be or meant to be or what I thought they would be. The question is, again, who's singing the song to her? And it's Peter Pan
mm-hmm.
at this point.
Okay, just an older Peter Pan.
Yeah, but she is not happy that...
she can't get out.
She can't get out.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah, I'm with that. And I can't even say, like, you know, having listened to the song however many times for this, I couldn't tell you a lyric other than I can't let this build up inside of me. It just doesn't stay in my head.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And I don't hate the song. It's just I can't remember the lyrics to it.
Fair.
Okay.
I read them and I can tell you like two lines.
So. Yeah, dude, it's not memorable.
No.
Okay, so now my next one is She is a Frankenstein.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that could also be Disney horror if you want it to be. And she's looking for other Frankensteins or her master, like whoever built her, which is the footprint in the sand. She's like knows the shape of him or her and just can't find them. And so she's scouring time because she's immortal. She can't die. She's just a Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's hunting all the places where he could be.
Mm.
Maybe places that are local to her that she heard him speak of or that she knows of and can get to and just can't find him. And then she meets the other guys who are other creatures that have been created that also, like you said, just try to guide her toward something. Other creatures that found each other that were also Frankenstein.
Yeah. And so, well, okay. So her Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Also created the butterfly.
Okay.
To possibly keep her company, but she lets it go because maybe it will lead her to her master.
Okay.
I like that too.
Sure. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Because she follows the butterfly.
Yeah.
Thinking that it's going to lead her somewhere.
Yeah. And Frankenstein really just wanted humanity, and in the books, like, wanted a wife and all this other stuff, and mm-hmm. couldn't, and so this is just a lack of connection to people, because she's not a people, she's a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
No, she's a monster!
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Okay.
So all of these could be...
Why not?
What it is.
Yeah. She doesn't look like a Frankenstein. Again, she's a little pale, the choker... Maybe that's where they sewed her neck on. Kind of stretching.
Maybe.
The shoes, they look like they're sewed on feet.
Yeah. Does she have shoes on?
I think so. Like little black booties or something. Like they're like little sandal looking things. They almost match the necklace.
Oh, I missed that because I thought she was barefoot.
Maybe on the beach. So I just saw it. We just ended the video and she has on shoes.
Okay.
So if she has them on the whole time, maybe not.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, so let's, that's all my theories. Yeah, she's on shoes.
Oh, yeah, she does. She has on sandals. Okay. Interesting. That's all your theories?
That's all my theories. There's two.
I only have one more.
Okay.
And it still follows somewhat of a Disney theme, but this one was a throwaway. I went with Peter Pan, and I went with Pinocchio. again, but that still follows your Dr. Frankenstein theory.
Yeah, wanting to be real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the end of it, it says, she isn't real, I can't make her real. So yeah. Her creator created a Pinocchio. But yeah, she's still trying to find... It's the same theory, it's just stupider.
it's fine, it fits in there. Fair enough. We're having a hard time because she... It has to be, I think, the first thing you said is she's a ghost. It has to be that.
I think so.
Because there's nothing apparently wrong with her that makes her not a real human.
No.
She's not a Pinocchio. She's not a Frankenstein. She's not dead. She's a ghost of some kind. Like an apparition or a spirit. I don't know. And demons is the closest. I think that's the closest thing.
I think what they do here is the stop motion, the time jumps, the everything being so fast. If they'd have just filmed this regular... with no stop motion, just her walking around, you still get the same idea. It's just not near as cool.
You think
and
so?
And it doesn't give you the concept of time, about how much time she is spending.
No. I think you would lean much more into the depression.
Yeah.
Or something's wrong with her. But the time absolutely makes a meaning to it.
Huge.
Yeah. Well, that's what the whole video is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question is how much time?
Yeah. We don't... I don't know how long it takes for... a butterfly to pulpate. It seems that's probably a very easy sciencey question that I just don't know.
I think the easiest way to probably figure that out is to look at the clock and discover how many hours are going by in a specific amount of seconds and then multiply that times how long the video is and then you'll have
maybe
the amount of time.
Or, I mean, you could even look up, unless the butterfly is a Frankenstein butterfly too, like you said, and it could be immortal.
Could be, but I think it dies at the end, right?
I think so YouTube pops up these recommended videos you can't see if it's alive. But I know she picks it up, like it lands and she picks it up, but I don't know if it's dead.
Yeah, I just assumed it was, I guess.
And, you know, it would also be like, what's the average lifespan of a butterfly? Like, all these things, we could probably put a time on it. And it's not so fast of motion when we're watching it that it seems like years and years have gone by. I mean, weeks?
Weeks is what I was thinking.
Yeah, a couple months tops.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose foot is on the beach? Do you have any idea?
Whose footprint?
Yeah. Yeah, whose footprint?
Let's make sure we get that right.
Yeah.
Not a foot on a beach, guys.
Yeah, just a footprint in the sand.
There's a footprint in the sand.
She locks
that's
in
Jesus,
on it.
Right?
Yeah. But it's just one footprint.
Yeah.
It's when he was hopscotching.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She definitely reacts to it emotionally, so she knows whose footprint it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that would make sense is her creator.
Yeah. And here's another thing, too, that's a question on this video. We have no idea why she suddenly puts on a mask.
No, we don't. But we kind of touched on it, right? The second she wears a mask... The others put on a different mask, put on a human
No,
face.
I'm talking about in her room alone.
In her room alone, she puts on a mask?
She puts on the mask before she goes out. She's in, wherever the bugs are. She's sitting there looking in a mirror and puts on a mask indoors. And we have no idea why.
Oh.
She just suddenly puts it on.
Okay. And then the guys appear behind her? Maybe
she goes outside. It almost, teleports her.
Okay.
But she's inside, puts it on... leaves. So I do not know what within the video is like, she realizes she needs a mask on or wants a mask. Because we don't see anybody before her in a mask.
Right. Well, we see the band.
After she puts it on.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
She Maybe puts I'm it on, confused. Goes outside, they find her almost. She's watching the crowd buzz by and then they all stop one by one.
Okay. It's about to come up. I'll have to watch it again because I don't know. I had it in my head that they were already in the room. She just wasn't facing them.
They're outside.
Okay.
The band is never indoors.
Okay.
And also, another thing to think about with the mask is she puts on the mask to be like them, but we have kind of made it positive and they're trying to make her comfortable or, you know, be more like her. But you could also choose to look at it. They are choosing to not be like
exactly.
Her. They see and they're like, no, we are not this. We do not want to be like you or you are not like us. So it could be bad that they put
on the
mask.
It could be bad or it could just be a warning in saying, hey, you can't go back to this once you put on the mask. Once you're there, you're mm-hmm. stuck there.
Okay, maybe so.
Probably not.
See, right here. She's inside. Mirror, mask,
okay,
on.
She is.
See, then it teleports her outside.
Okay, I guess I just assumed that was still inside. It was just her background.
Oh, it could but be. It looks like a street.
Kind of does, yeah. You're right.
Well, that's what, I mean, they stay there the whole time. The band doesn't move. But you're right. When it cuts back to her, it looks like she's in a mirror outside.
Yep.
Maybe. So does she not have a roof? No, that's inside, definitely.
That is inside. No, it's inside.
It just cuts back. So maybe it's in her head?
I think so.
She puts on the mask and it takes her to this place.
It does. It takes her to wherever they are.
We missed a whole chunk of this, didn't
we? We did. Yeah, because they're not in her room. They're not outside on the regular streets. It's not normal people walking by. It's the band members all in fast motion. And then every once in a while, one of them stops and yeah. interacts with her.
And then when it cuts away from them, we don't see her in the mask.
What is happening?
No, it's too late. I'm not going back.
I don't either. I don't. Oh.
But we don't. Again, we don't. No matter how you look at it, we don't know why she put on that mask.
No,
we don't. Nothing instigated that change.
Unless she knew it would take her to them.
Maybe, but how would...
And that's the only form of interaction she can possibly get. Yeah,
and she would have had to have the knowledge already.
Yeah.
And we are not privy to how or why she knows that.
This is her second time at Neverland. I don't know.
Okay, let's move on. I got nothing else, man. I don't think... No, I'm ready to go. Ready to go.
Yeah, I don't have any other theories. I have a lot of talking points.
Okay, sweet. Do you want to hit those, or do you want to get into like acting and they come up? Or?
We can get into them as we're hitting these. How about right. that?
Acting.
I think it's great.
Yeah, fine. Everybody does fine.
Everybody's good.
Yep, yeah, okay. Mistakes.
I even if there was one.
Couldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know it.
Nope. All right. Do they go together? Sure.
Yeah.
A very soft yes. I don't... Yeah. But, and it could be partially because I think this music, this video could go with a bunch of things. The song, I don't think could.
Sure.
But I don't know what the song would go to.
I don't either.
I've never heard it.
It would be another Slipknot song, I would think.
I've never heard this song. If you ask me later, I will say I've not heard it.
We can figure it out.
Okay. So that would put us next to what would you change?
I wonder if this would go with You're My Butterfly, Sugar Baby. Put this with that song.
Yeah. Maybe.
That would be an interesting...
Worth a shot.
Right?
Yeah. I think we should just put that song over any video with a butterfly in it.
Yeah.
To see what happens.
Yeah, but I think it may change. We're going to have to try that. When we get done with this, let's try that.
All right.
We've done this before and it worked. And we've done it before and it's failed miserably. So... All right, what's next? Best part?
What would you change? What would you change?
What would I change?
Unless you want to get into least favorite part first.
No, that's fine. I said show us how time is passing, how many days, or a calendar on the wall going through the... So we don't have to figure it out, because I feel like we might, or we say we will, but
it's
we won't. Possible.
Based on the butterfly alone, a living, real butterfly, you can base how long this...
Yeah.
Is. Yeah.
But yeah, give us a time frame. I'm just curious.
And why that time frame?
And yeah, and why? But yeah, that was the only other thing that I could really think of that I wanted was a sense of time.
Okay, fine. I had a whole thing which goes into, first off, more of them, more of the band.
Okay.
And I wanted it to tie into the Frankenstein one because that was my favorite, and it also... fits the jerkiness, because that's how Frankenstein's move is, all weird and jerky.
Okay.
Frankenstein, that if she is that, she is piecing herself together. So she wasn't a complete Frankenstein. And so she sees the butterfly changing. She realizes she needs to change. So she puts on the mask to try. But then she just goes throughout the city looking for pieces to complete herself. Okay. And the band helps her do it. She finds them who are also put together, and they're wearing masks, and they're strange looking, because they're finding different pieces from all over the place to put on themselves. And so she sees them to be inspired to put things on herself.
Okay.
That's it. And if not that, I would like a more clear reason for her to be upset.
Why is she in this state?
Why is she so sad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
unless their point is of the song, like, I can't let this build up. That's as vague as they want it to be, and the video is too. You put whatever emotion onto it. It could just be that's the reason why.
But yeah.
I would like personally to know why she's upset, and then you can be vague after that.
Well, I wonder, I know you made me watch part two. Does it explain anything else in part two? Because I don't remember.
Oh, she's just like a corpse they're flying around.
Yeah,
like a kite.
She's a kite. She's a kite corpse.
Yeah.
But I don't does it think explain so. Anything else towards...
I've only seen it twice. I don't know.
Okay.
That one's... I don't like watching that
I don't
one.
Either.
It's weird.
Yeah. Okay. Now what?
What's your favorite part, least favorite part?
I have two favorite parts.
Okay.
The very beginning of the video, when she's laying in bed, it sets a tone. You see her chest kind of palpitating because of the stop motion, and then her eyes get real big. I think the reason I like it is it sets the tone for the rest of the video.
It lets you know what you're getting
into. It lets you know exactly what you're getting into, and it looks really cool.
My favorite part, when she opens her eyes.
Yeah.
Yep, I think you're right. And I think you articulated it better than me, but the music and the build and everything, as soon as it hits, you're like, okay.
Yeah,
I see where we're going.
At least you're letting me know right off the bat what I'm getting into. The other part I like is them changing their mask, the band changing their masks out. I think it's really cool, artistically done.
Okay. So for my least favorite part, there was no part that I hated. Like, I guess spoiler alert, don't love it, most of it, but I don't hate most of it either. It's just okay. I think maybe... there may be something that I miss that I don't like is when she sees the planes.
Okay.
Because they cut to that very purposely. They go by fast. She looks up, and then she goes underground. I don't know if she's scared or what.
Mm.
And it could be an important piece of this video that we're missing is seeing those planes. And if it is, she's looking for her murderer or a Frankenstein or a way out of Neverland. That plane was it, and she missed it.
I gotcha.
So that's when she gets upset.
Okay.
But if that's not the case, just cut the planes.
Yeah. Fair. I think the one part I didn't like is when she's pulling her hair out. And you can tell that they added dreadlocks. Which she doesn't have at the beginning of the video. She doesn't have them at the end of the video, but they specifically put these weird-looking dreadlocks on her
so she can pull them out.
But her hair doesn't change. It's like she doesn't have bald patches or anything like that. I don't know if that would go under mistakes or if I just didn't like it.
I mean, she kind of has weird little hair at the beginning. Like, it looks strange on the side, especially right there.
Maybe a little bit, but it's definitely not near as much as she's pulling out.
Yeah, they added it for the scene.
Like, she's pulling out a lot of hair. She should be bald.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I got that. Boom, boom.
Plus, would you music video night with Slipknot in this video?
In this video, sure, they seem nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're dancing, you know, they might get up and...
yeah. No, I understand your argument. I just can't imagine doing it with them in full garb the entire time.
So, one of the main reasons I'm saying yes, so it's been maybe 2 weeks, Slipknot did a Hot Ones challenge.
I watched it today.
Okay. It was just the two band members?
Yes. And it was Clown and the
main
other guy.
Corey Taylor.
Yeah, there you go.
They were, and now, granted, not my kind of people. They seem like douchebags still. But they were also laughing and cutting up and trying to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
But they're still, like, I don't want to hang out with them. But with their attitude seeing on that, it was better than you might think. And they hear they're dancing. So maybe they are very nice.
They probably are. I would probably get along with these guys.
Yeah.
I just don't want to look at them in the freaky masks the whole time we would be doing a music video night.
What if?
That would be terrifying.
What if they brought you a mask?
That would change it, yes. And then I'm in. Then I'm in. As long as I can be in garb too, okay. I'm part of it.
You're looking at them scary, and they're looking back at you, but you have a mask on, so you know. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hide my emotions.
You get a mask.
Yeah, okay. If I get a mask, I'm music video nighting with Slipknot.
Guys, come on.
Let's do it.
Bring us a mask. We'll hang out. All
right. That would be fun. Okay.
Which is better?
Video, for sure.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll remember the video before the song. I can't even remember the song right now. You could say $10 million, I'd be like, I got nothing.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with the song.
No.
It's just this video definitely climaxes it.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I think that's the correct answer.
Okay.
I'll never... listen to this song. Slipknot has some good songs.
Yeah, sure.
This isn't one.
No. Not for us.
Not for us. No.
Okay. Golly. We've gone through a lot. What?
Rating? Anything? Nonsense.
Nonsense. My nonsense rating doesn't make sense anymore.
Okay.
I said two pairs. A pair of black wings and a pair of flip-flops from Amy Lee's Broken video.
She took them?
She needs them.
Oh, because she doesn't have shoes on now?
She needs them. But she has shoes on, so it kind of messed it up. The black wings would still work.
Yeah, black wings would still work. I don't have... I want... Ooh, so you wanted to play... You wanted to play Butterfly over this. I want to play Oogie Boogie song over it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one.
Ooh.
Like, okay. She's captured by Oogie Boogie, and he's just always off screen, and you can't see him.
Okay.
Cut the Santa parts, obviously, but...
Yeah, so that's the only thing that's going to mess with it. But it might not. It may work with it. What if Santa... What if his parts come in when you see the butterfly, and the butterfly represents Santa, which is the only happiness that she sees?
What if they're elves? What if Slipknot's elves?
Ooh. We're going way too far.
Okay.
We're going.
Let's pull it back. All right. So my nonsense rating is one Oogie Boogie.
One Oogie Boogie. Fair.
Okay.
What if she is trapped in a nightmare?
I mean, we see her wake up. That's the first thing we see. But we also see her go to sleep again.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Yep.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the things that we have to cover.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about... I don't like this video.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
But mentally and aesthetically, this is... amazing.
Yeah, so you appreciate this video.
I very much so appreciate this video. I know how much work had to have gone into making this.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they put their point across, which granted we may not know exactly what it is, but they're very intentional about it.
Yeah, and we missed it.
We missed it. And this director, I think, did a fantastic job. So I appreciate the art that went into this video.
Should we talk any about Music Video Night?
Or we can. Why not?
I had a thought about it while we were watching. So this is one of the ones that I do feel like when I watch it now,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate it more.
Yes.
Like when during Music Video Night, I was like, oh, they just thought of a few things that look cool and did those things.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there was a lot going on with it. It was just visually like, oh, cool.
Right.
But now, I'm like, there's a story. It's much mm-hmm. better. Which, you know, a lot of times it's odd that sometimes Music Video Night does that.
Right. You usually get that in the breakdowns, not necessarily the Music Video Night.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just an odd thing.
I had the thought during Music Video Night, I was like, God, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. It's so fucking good. Why do I hate this? And
it's disconcerting.
At the end of the day, it makes me emotional. I don't know why,
okay.
But it makes me feel something.
Yeah.
Which a lot of music videos don't. They're just entertaining to watch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But to get one that makes you want to turn away for a minute, well, they did something right.
Which was much like The Weeknd's new video.
Yeah. Yeah, we wanted to look away for different reasons.
You closed your eyes the whole video.
That is an awful video. And look, we're some of The Weeknd's biggest music video fans, I think.
Just in case this dates itself, it's the Weeknd's video for with Anita, I think is her name, Sao Paulo.
Sure.
Anyway, yeah, it's something else.
It's bad.
We'll get to it eventually.
Okay. So I did want to say that just to give you a little bit of insight into my score.
Yeah, I think that's a completely valid point.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not, you got to appreciate it.
You've got to appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. And now here's these scores.
The scores are, you want me to go first?
I'm going to guess yours. I feel like it's low. 4.45.
Mm-mm. 6.11.
Okay. I mean, it's still over a point off, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's above average.
Yeah.
And...
Okay.
If it was the style of music that I liked... It would probably be way higher.
Okay. So you're hoping then that putting some of these other songs over it might boost it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Mm-hmm. I guessed you at a 6.75.
5.54.
Okay. All right. So we're each a little over a point off.
Yeah, I agree that it is it's an above average video. Now, if you were just being like, how would you score this video technically? Like nines. Like the achievement, the work and the effort, as you were saying, that they put into this video, way up there. Right?
Yeah.
But just as far as my enjoyment and like wanting to watch it and be like, oh, how music video is this? It's definitely a music video, despite having none of the traits.
Yeah.
And it's okay to watch. I won't revisit it.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
It's not a great vibe for music video night, but it's not the worst either. I don't know. Man, there's, what'd you say? What'd you say your score was?
5.54 is my real one.
5.54.
I put ours as like reverses. I did 5.54 for me and 4.45 for you.
Okay.
That's kind of what I did.
Okay. I figured we'd both be in the sixes, but you know.
I'm fine with any of those scores.
I am too.
Yeah. Four feels low.
Four feels low.
But I was guessing that for you, so it was just,
yeah.
I was just wrong.
Okay. Wow.
We only got two videos left for this season.
Two? I thought we had one left.
No, we keep trying to stall one video for a guest.
We do.
Yeah. And so I guess that means it can only be one of two videos. We'll tell you both of them. It's either going to be Wonderful Night.
Wonderful Night. That's it.
Yeah, by Fatboy Slim.
Yep.
Or it's going to be Word Up.
Word Up.
By Korn. That's all.
One of those videos, we have a guest wanting to join us.
And guys, I tell you what, I will be glad when this season's over. This has been hard.
We say this. We're ready for 2004 to be done.
Move on. It's exhausting. And when we do our music video nights, we take 3-4 hours to cover all of our videos. This one, we did them all in an hour to get them out of the way, and then we had a good time the rest of the time.
But he says that. We had a good time covering them, too.
We did.
To be completely honest with you. And when y'all hear our music video night scores in the season finale of this season, you and I will both be surprised.
Yeah. I'm not going to remember anything. Like, I don't know what I'm going to say about a lot of it.
I don't either.
We'll just see.
I hope you took some good notes.
I took no notes.
I did not.
Hold on. You mean, we'll save them. We'll save them. I did write like 3 notes at the bottom. I don't remember what they are, but I know I write.
We'll save them.
Okay. Well, guys, that is it. I haven't posted anything on TikTok, and Instagram is nothing, and our email no one's ever done. So get on any of those things and send us stuff. So I have a reason to get on them because I'm just not motivated. That's Trent.
We love you guys. That's Jared. Peace.
Bye.